Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going down a little Copperhead Road right there. Gotta love it. The magic of the board with Brian Fongers, our producer. Always good to have some great bumper music. Fong, thank you, sir. Bob, it is the fall. We're all jiggied up for our hunting camps. And when you're sitting back and you're doing a little planning on what it is you want to bring to camp, you know, I'm the king of lists, but one of the things on the top of the list is cast iron, right? If you're going to camp and you're going to be cooking over fire, you better bring some cast iron with you.
And I agree, absolutely. And you better be bringing some American-made cast iron. And if, you know, we heard the Copperhead Road leading into this, and Copperhead Road ends up right at the front door of Lodge Manufacturing in Jamestown, Tennessee. Welcome to the show, Mark Kelly.
Thanks so much. I can't tell you how many times I listen to that Steve Earle song. It's one of my favorites. I don't know if it's the moonshining or the bagpipes, but it's absolutely one of my favorites.
Or the fact that he flipped his moonshine business into weed. That's the best part of the story.
Well, I could tell you, in this area, it's gone from moonshine to weed and now meth.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's another story. But anyway, yeah, cast iron is the way to go. You know, skillets are amazing, but the Camp Dutch ovens are the real deal.
Now, I might have gotten your town wrong. I don't believe it is Jamestown, is it?
No, we're in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Actually right outside of Chattanooga, but we're still, you know, at the base of a mountain in Tennessee, and you know, Jamestown's only a couple hours away. But
I was thinking of Parker Charcoal. They're over in Jamestown, so my bad.
That's okay. It's another great Tennessee brand.
So, Jop and I love going to deer camp. We have some wonderful lodge equipment. You actually sent us some nice gifts, but we've been buying lodge for,
ever.
I guess our parents were buying lodge.
Right, yeah, hand-me-down stuff some of mine started with, right? We all do, yeah.
Yeah, so tell folks, you know, maybe the difference between yours and the cheap knockoffs.
Principally, we've been here for 120 years. We have a patented metal formula, and it's difficult for people to realize that something as hard as cast iron, it actually depends on metal formula, but that's what happens. We're very meticulous with our entire manufacturing process. We test the metal mixture every half hour to make sure it's correct, and at any stage during the manufacturing process, an employee can take a product off the line, and it's either sold as a second in our factory stores or remelted for another piece of cookware. And really, that's a big step for us. But in regard to Dutch ovens, we test to make sure there's a perfect seal between the lid and the pot of every Dutch oven. I mean, it's we had those old wine commercials. We sell no wine before it's time. It's the same thing with our Dutch ovens and other products. We make sure that it's what we want it to be, and we stand by our products. So we're very meticulous. Even if you go into the packing area just before the products are sent out, they're looking at those products again to make sure they're exactly what not only customer wants, but what we would want to cook with or eat from. So that's the biggest difference. And we stand by our products. If you have a problem, you can call, and you're actually speaking to an American customer service person.
Thank God. Yeah.
When y'all called in just a minute ago, you didn't get a voicemail. You got a you got a human voice, and she transferred your call to us. Our company's growing, but we still know that it's important to have one-on-one contact with our customers, and that's the way we'll always be.
Mark, speaking to the quality of your product, something you mentioned that I don't want to just blow by, and that was that Dutch oven lid seals perfectly with the Dutch oven base. Because when we're thinking about cooking in a Dutch oven, one of the basic principles of that is we want to seal that moisture in, because we're using a convective heat, and we want that moisture for the items that we're using as liquids in our cook to stay in there and not evaporate away. And with cheaper knockoffs, that lid doesn't seal as tight, and you get leakage, and then you get dried out burnt food. And it's a huge difference, and it's one of the primary reasons why you get a good quality piece of equipment like a Lodge Dutch oven.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you look at a stove, an electric stove or gas stove, when you close that door, it's sealed. And it doesn't. You don't lose that seal until you open it up. Same thing with the Dutch ovens. And you're absolutely right. You want to protect the food from anything that you know any loss of moisture. I mean, you do have to open it up every now and then and look at it, but you want to keep it tight. Want to maintain that heat. And it's regardless of the cooking technique. It doesn't matter if you're making a stew or baking or whatever. You want that oven contained just like one at home. And our process has evolved through the past 120 years, but that's the one thing that you can always trust, is that we're going to do it right for the consumer and also for us. I mean, we use the products as well, so it's and our customers are our best salespeople. They tell our story all day, every day, all around the world, and it makes a huge difference for us. But it's all because of the meticulous nature of the manufacturing process. I say we are meticulous in our manufacturing process, particularly in the metal chemistry, but on the inspection process. And very few companies take the time or expense anymore to have employees check it all the way through the manufacturing process, all the way to making sure that seal is exactly what it needs to be.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend on this station that you're listening to, of course. And you can also check us out on thegrillingguys.com and on Facebook and Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. We're talking right now with Mark Kelly from Lodge Manufacturing in Tennessee. In our opinion, it's the greatest cast iron maker in the world. They just happen to be in America. And, you know, if you look at the prices of Lodge, you don't have to buy the cheap knockoffs and have the leaky, porous cast that your food sticks to. You can buy a beautifully honed piece of cast that you'll be happy to pass on to your kids. And to attest to your lid, of course, you know, the curing and, of course, the oiling when you're done washing that piece of equipment is important. And I oil the heck out of my Dutch oven before I put it away. And sometimes I can barely get that lid off because it's so tight. It like vacuums itself on when you push it on. So that tells you exactly how precise that lid seals. But tell us, Mark, you've got a lot of other cool things. Have you caught up yet on production of your beautiful little hibachi? Because that to me is still the coolest device ever made.
Sad to say, no. We had last time we talked, we were working on an expansion to the foundry, which was completed in January of 2015. That increased our production capacity 50%, but sales are up 90%.
So, that sounds like a good place to go get a job to me.
Right.
When I started here in January 2005, we had 185 employees, and right now we have 362. When the new foundry expansion is completed in late 17 or early 18, we will have a little over 400 American workers, and that includes our four factory stores. So in a town of 3,300 people, you can imagine the impact it has, not just for our workers, but, you know, there's a tire store next door to our foundry, there are restaurants here, there are doctors, all these different businesses are impacted by us. That's what I call a real trickle down effect. And we have a great payroll, great benefits plan, great 401k. So we contribute to the local economy. But the other facet that's so intriguing about our growth is American manufacturing is revered all over the world. We sell to 56 other countries, and we have other distributors in other countries that are demanding our products.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
The ultimate irony to me is the rich Chinese don't buy Chinese-made goods. They buy goods like ours.
Amen to that, brother.
Let's keep that up. Let's keep that up. Yeah. Mark Kelly, Lodge Manufacturing, Tennessee. Always great to have you on, brother. And you keep doing what you're doing, and we'll keep promoting your product.
Please do, and please tell your listeners every day, buy American, because it makes all the difference in the world.
It does. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, thanks. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Right. You bet.
Mark Kelly, Lodge Manufacturing, great guy, great company, huge success story, and they make a damn good product. We use it all the time. Coming up next, our favorite Cajun, T-Kid, going to talk a little bit about a duck camp chili. Stick with us. We'll be back.